Washington is trying to figure out some of this. We'll hear from the president coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. He's going to be announcing a new task force, which is going to be devoted to restarting the economy. And we're already starting to hear people talk about that, because I think a lot of people, doesn't matter where you stand on the political spectrum, a lot of people are just frustrated with this. You know, it's 4 weeks. In some cases, people have been in their homes and they're not going to their jobs. If they're lucky enough to still have a job, if they've lost their job, they're not sure if they're going to get their job back. And the government keeps throwing money at this, and the checks, the direct deposits are going to start showing up in people's accounts, we're told, later this week. And we are kind of later this week, so we'll see if they're popping today and tomorrow. Raja Krishnamurthy is with us. He is a congressman from the west and northwest suburbs.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you. Well, couldn't be better, Raja. Representing those fine folks in Washington, D.C., is what I wanted to say. Now, all right, so we're spending this money. There looks like there's going to be another $250 billion. It's going to be $250 billion. We're not talking about billions anymore. We're talking about trillions that are going to be, that could be thrown into the mix. And another $2 trillion that the Fed just opened up. That's a different deal. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that very quickly before we do anything else. Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Fed today, threw $2.5 trillion into the economy to try to create liquidity for medium-sized businesses, not just small businesses, but medium-sized businesses. So businesses with under $1.5 billion in total revenue for a year, and that's a lot of them. So we're just spending the money. Is this going to save us, do you think?
I hope so. We have no choice. We just got to do whatever it takes to sustain the economy. As you know, we've put the economy into a medically induced coma at this point to essentially stop and kill the virus. In the meantime, you know, we've got to keep the vital signs of the patient, and then at the end of this, wake them up and get them going again. And I think that these measures are necessary. I'm glad that the Fed stepped up today to put a new, what they call a credit facility in place for states and local governments, because, as you know, they are basically going to be facing dramatic budget holes as revenues dry up with unemployment and consumption and sales taxes down and expenses way up to fight the pandemic.
So today, also on Capitol Hill, there was another consumer bailout that's being considered here. What's happening with that? It seemed to have gotten stalled. What's the future?
I definitely think that there's going to be another package. They call it Phase 4. This would be the fourth stimulus package. Essentially, we are already running out of money in what they call the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses. Mm-hmm. It started with $350 billion, and already $100 billion has been spoken for as of this morning, and we're only in day 5 of the program. And so basically everyone's coming together saying we need more money for this particular program. And also, you know, we need additional funds for the states as well as hospitals. Hospitals are running out of money as they kind of fight the pandemic. States like Illinois are already seeing a huge budget gap. And the worst thing in the world would be for them to have to cut services dramatically or, you know, think about raising revenue, even at the same time we're dealing with saving the businesses. So I think there's going to be a deal to come up with money for all of these things and maybe even another round of stimulus payments for working families.
All right. So, Raja, let's talk about, you're a congressman, so let's talk about what happened also on Capitol Hill today. The Senate started to consider, Mitch McConnell tried to move one of these packages through very quickly. Democrats stopped him. Do you know why Democrats are stopping? What do Democrats want out of these new bills coming forward?
I think they want to see, for instance, with the package with the $250 billion, I think one thing that they want to see is a little more access to capital for underserved populations. As you're seeing right now, the pandemic is hitting some of these communities of color pretty hard. But also they want additional funds for the states and these hospitals and health programs. I think we can get a deal done, but I don't know if you remember, 2 weeks ago, Mitch McConnell put a proposal on the floor without any input from others. And it was a proposal to award stimulus payments where lower income Americans would not get any money. And as you know, a lot of people piped up and said that's not right, and gave their input, and then a stimulus was put together, which got passed, you know, pretty quickly. I suspect the same is going to happen here.
How do you think we're going to get out of this on the other side?
I think it really boils down to, you know, how quickly can we, essentially get to the peak and then pass the peak and flatten the curve, so to speak. I think that the social distancing is having an effect, but it's one of those things where I wish the White House would show leadership in two regards. One, they've got to invoke the Defense Production Act. This is key for us to do a few things. One, get the testing out there that we need. The White House, through invoking this act, on behalf of all the states and the American people, can enter into deals with industry to purchase the needed testing materials at the right price, plus buying the personal protective equipment and the ventilators necessary to treat people. And they're not doing that. And as a consequence, you're just seeing a lot of people, you know, exposing themselves, getting into further trouble. My own wife is a physician. She's had to jury-rig her own personal protective equipment, and she's about to go into a 24-hour shift at the hospital. And so this is not the way to go. The second thing is, I think every state has to have these stay-at-home orders, and there are a number of states that don't. And as a consequence, because they don't, the people there that are getting infected might go back to the places like Illinois or New York, which hopefully will be nearing or past their peak later this month, and they might reintroduce infection. And so these are the types of things that we have to avoid.
Today, Governor Pritzker said in his press conference, suggested that summer events be canceled, big events, whether it's concerts or, I'm assuming he also means sporting events, but specifically they were talking about organized events like concerts and street fairs and things like that. What is your position on that? I guess the question is it too early to say that, or is this about the right time to start to cancel those events as well?
I think people should start thinking about when they're having these summer events. As you know, one event that happens every 4 years during the summer is the Democratic National Convention, and they've basically moved that to the later part of the summer. I think that similarly, you know, there might be other events that need to be moved, just out of an abundance of caution. But I think Dr. Fauci said he doesn't think that people should necessarily cancel wholesale their summer vacations and so forth, so long as we do what's necessary now and get to a place where we can modify these social distancing guidelines.
All right, Raja Krishnamurthy, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.